address. New questions for Ray.
Come on.
Huh?
I know what you're doing. What's up?
What's up?
That doesn't count.
Think back to 99 for a moment and the way some guys came back not ready for the season. You think, I don't think it is just looking at the guys you're with, maybe talk about it.
The guys I'm with, that I'm with now, you know, everybody's come in and shown as though they've at least kept their mind on playing this game and being ready for it whenever we got back at it. So, you know, there were some guys back in 99 that when you saw them, it was like, holy cow, like this guy was on vacation for the last 3 months and didn't do a thing, didn't pick up basketball or wait. And in this locker room, that's not the case. So, and we knew it, you know, because we got too many strong-minded individuals in this locker room. So, it's just, you know, for us working out, most of us working out is a way of life. So, we never had to worry about that on our team.
You have guys
with
a memory, too. Most people can't take that far.
Yeah, and, you know, when that happened then, you know, you don't know why it happened. You know, just part of the process, it's part of the situation. And it's almost like one of those things you say, this at some point in my life is going to come back and it's going to be either detrimental to me or it's going to benefit me. And here we go, you know, and what is it, 10 years later, 11 years later. And I could say that the one lesson I got from that is to move forward, not get, you know, mediocre or kind of lax and falling into bad shape and thinking this is something that's going to come, we're going to come out of this and I'm going to be, you know, not taking care of my body. Like, I remember that. And that was something that every day I sat around the house, I'm like, I got to go work out because I don't want to be that guy.
One thing that Doc talked about a couple minutes ago was the window closing. He admitted it. He said, window's definitely closing, make no mistake. How much is that firing up this team?
Well, when I got traded here, I was, you know, I said to myself, you know, I go back to Milwaukee, just being traded and not having kind of the inkling that I was getting traded. That was the last time I told myself I would allow myself to feel comfortable because anything can happen. You think you're not tradable. You know, every player in this league is tradable. So, you know, when I got here, I wasn't comfortable thinking that, you know, I'm here for the rest of my career, 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years, whatever it may be. You know, every year you got to come in here with a chip on your shoulder knowing that you got to continue to be in the best shape and you got to always work on your game because there's a next game and, you know, you want to make the next shot and be able to carry your team to victory and, you know, that at any moment anything could change. And so this year, just like last year and the year before, you guys have asked that same question, is this our last opportunity? And that's just... every moment we come out here is our last opportunity because nothing's promised.
Do you have a question, folks?
Ray, in 99, you guys had a little more press time, I think, to get ready for the season. Does it feel rushed?
Yeah, I feel very rushed. I can't say that I've been particularly happy with the way things have transpired over the last 2 or 3 weeks. But I think everybody's in a situation where we just have to do best for what we have. We have to adjust to the situation at hand, and you know, it's a challenge for all of us, and you know, we're all going through it, so there's nothing more you can do about it, but you know, prepare yourself physically and mentally, and you know, these young guys, you know, kind of carry them along with us, so they're ready, and they don't, you know, this is all new to them anyway, so anything we did was going to be strange to them, so, you know, for the veteran guys, it's like, you know, we got to get out of comfort zones and just be ready for, you know, difficulties, for great challenges.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.